Welcome back to our post-game show here on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside the Western Metal Building here at Petco Park as the Padres win it in dramatic fashion by a final of 5-4 against the LA Dodgers as the Padres take this series opener in downtown San Diego. Final totals in 10 innings for the Padres, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Dodgers, 4 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. Padres with the win improved to 77-62. Dodgers with the defeat dropped to 94-43. A memorable night here at Petco Park for a number of different reasons. A game that started in a rain delay. We got started late here at Petco Park. The rain coming down, and let's be honest, at times earlier today, I think a lot of us wondered whether we would play this baseball game here tonight, but it was worth the wait. A really good game. Electric atmosphere here at Petco Park. A sellout crowd. 23rd sellout of the season, and the Padres get a memorable win. Jake Cronenworth, a walk-off base hit in the bottom half of the 10th inning, but let's be honest, that was just part of the story in this ball game. Let's find out the whole story with our game highlights.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with today's game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
There were two outs and nobody on in the first inning as Freddie Freeman dug in against Mike Clevinger.
Here's the 3-1. Freeman swings, skies one out to deep right center field. Trent Grisham is racing back into the gap, looking up, gone. A long home run up over the beach area in right center. Freddie Freeman's 18th of the year. And a first-inning solo shot will give the Dodgers a 1-0 lead.
The Padres, though, responded in the second against Dustin May. Jake Cronenworth led off the inning with a bunt single. Really nicely done by Jake. Will Myers drew a one-out walk. Trent Grisham was next.
1-1 to Trent Grisham. May is set, looks back at second, comes home. And Trent swings, hits it in the air, deep down the right field line. Betts is towards the corner. This one, gonna go! 3-run homer, Trent Grisham to the Petco porch. And the Padres take the lead 3-1 here in the second.
Dodgers got 2 runs, though, right back in the top half of the third. One on a sac fly from Freeman, another on an RBI single, little infield single from Will Smith. Bad luck for Mike Clevinger, but the game was tied at 3-3. In the top half of the fourth inning against Clevinger, it was former Padre Trace Thompson at the plate with one out.
And Thompson hits it in the air to very deep left field. Profar going back. He is at the wall. He looks. It is gone. Another one for Trace Thompson. Hit a big 3-run shot last Sunday against the Padres. And now his solo homer here in the fourth inning tonight puts the Dodgers back in front. It's 4-3.
The score stayed that way into the bottom half of the fifth. May walked Juan Soto with one out. Manny Machado dug in.
And the first pitch to Manny, line to right field. That will get down for a base hit. Soto rounding second on his way to third. It kicks away. Mookie Betts misplayed it. That's going to let the Padres tie it up. Soto rounding third. He comes in to score. Manny into third. He is safe. A double and an error and a 4-4 game here in the fifth.
So we were tied at 4-4 at the end of 5 here at Petco Park. And then the story in this game really became the bullpens. They took over in the 6th inning. Steven Wilson and Caleb Ferguson each tossing a scoreless inning. Luis Garcia and Chris Martin did the same out of both bullpens in the 7th. Robert Suarez in the mix of Martin and Phil Bickford did the same in the 8th inning. We went to the 9th inning, still tied at a score of 4-4. Josh Hader was great. A 1-2-3 top of the 9th inning. Craig Kimbrell, a scoreless bottom half of the 9th inning. So the bullpens and regulation certainly did their jobs. We went to the 10th inning. Adrian Morejon came on in the top half of the 10th inning in a really, really tough spot. Cody Bellinger was the automatic runner on second base with the very top of the LA lineup coming up. Betts, Turner, and Freeman. Betts flew out, Turner struck out, and Freddie Freeman blew out the center. It was hit pretty deep, but Trent Grisham tracked it down for out number 3. A marvelous job by Adrian Morejon in the top half of the 10th inning. So that set things up in the bottom half of the 10th inning. In the bottom half of the 10th, Juan Soto was the automatic runner on second base. Manny Machado was intentionally walked. Josh Bell then struck out. So there was one out, runners on first and second in a 4-4 game. Winning run on second base, Jake Cronenworth was at the plate.
First and second, one away. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Cronenworth swings, lines it into right field. That's a base hit. Betts gets to it quickly. Soto's being waved. Here comes the throw home. Up the line. Not in time. And the Padres win it. Jake Cronenworth walks off the Dodgers in the bottom of the 10th inning as Juan Soto scores the winning run. They will celebrate it first. Jake with two arms up in the air, and the Padres take game one of this series in extra innings, 5-4.
Jake Cronenworth's first walk-off hit of the season, third of his career, and a memorable night here at Petco Park as the Padres win their third straight game. Padres 5, Dodgers 4, the final here at Petco Park. Padres with the win improved to 77-62. The Dodgers with the defeat dropped to 94-43, and the Padres take the opener of this three-game set here in downtown San Diego. Let's go to the Padres clubhouse and hear from Padres manager Bob Melvin.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from Padres manager Bob Melvin, presented by Sinley Food. Find your next cooking adventure at Sinley Food, 4665 El Cajon Boulevard, the Cook's Asian resource.
Bob, it's your 11th walk-off of the season. You guys are 11-3 now in extra inning games. I mean, how important are these types of wins, not only for the record, but also just to know that you can win these tough games down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, one-run games this year. Walk-offs at home, extra inning, all those things kind of create an identity that I think earlier in the season that gives us confidence in these type of games that, you know, if we're in them late, we got a good chance to win them. So at this point, it's not a surprise we win a close game at home, you know, in extra innings.
It seems like you can continue to get contributions from different parts of
right.
the offense now, too.
Yeah, that's going to be huge for us. We know that the big boys are going to show up, but when you get – you know, Crony getting a walk-off there, Grish hitting a three-run homer, you know, after being down down a run, that's huge too. So, you know, different momentum shifts over the course of this game, but, you know, we're sitting there in the 10th with the tie game and chance to win it.
Great job by your bullpen tonight,
yeah.
Gaining more and more confidence and knowing that you can go to that pen and what you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, we were probably looking at five out of Clev regardless today, and then mixing and matching a little bit. Sometimes, you know, third, fourth time around with the starters with these guys can be difficult. So that was kind of the plan all along. But, you know, all the bullpen guys showed up huge for us and kept us there, gave us a chance to win.
You talk about your faith in Adrian Morejon.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is a talented kid. No secret what's coming a lot of times, you know, but it's locating it in the velocity, and it plays pretty well. So, you know, he had a tough assignment there with, you know, man on second and the top of the order up. That's not easy to do. So, you know, there are a lot of big contributions over the course of this game. I don't think any bigger than his.
Was Martinez four games?
Yeah, Martinez was down today. He was three in a row, so we gave him a day off.
What have you seen lately out of Josh Hader that's been different from kind of what he earlier?
Just settling in, I think, a little bit. You know, he's worked on some mechanical stuff with both our pitching coaches, with you know, Ruben and Fritzy. But I think it's just settling in and being comfortable, having a couple good games under his belt. You know, he was in a kind of a tough spot, too. You know, comes in ninth inning, tie game. Usually, you know, closers need to do that at home, but a lot of times it's that save situation. But this might have been the best stuff that we've seen him have this year.
Can you describe just how integral Jake is to what you guys do in terms of kind of everything he brings defensively and what he does?
Yeah, look, and in the last inning too, you know, it's easy to say bunt there, but you know, their guy, I think lefties are hitting 460 off him, and if I bunt with Bell or use somebody to bunt there, then Jake gets walked. And, you know, so we felt comfortable with those guys. Jake, all year long, has been coming up big in big situations for us. His runners in scoring position late, you know, all those type of at-bats, I think he's excelled in more than any others the course of the season.
That was Padres manager Bob Melvin from the clubhouse here at Petco Park after the Padres 5-4 win in 10 as they walk it off against the LA Dodgers. Jake Cronenworth, the walk-off base hit in the bottom half of the 10th inning against Heath Hembree. Sam Levitt with you inside the Western Metal Building as our post-game show continues on. I do want to touch on a couple of things that Bob Melvin discussed there. Number one, how about the bullpen tonight? I mean, up and down from Wilson to Garcia to Suarez, to Hader, to Morejon. Five scoreless innings for the San Diego bullpen tonight. Just one hit given up. They walked one. They struck out a grand total of eight batters. And this just wasn't tonight. They've been really good during this mini three-game win streak. In fact, if you look at their work on Tuesday, Wednesday, and tonight, all wins for the Padres, a combined 12 2/3 scoreless innings. And tonight, some of the finest work we've seen. Wilson struck out the side in the sixth inning. Luis Garcia worked around a two-out walk in the seventh inning. Robert Suarez worked around a leadoff single in the eighth inning. Very encouraging from Josh Hader, who struck out two and looked really sharp in the ninth inning. You're starting to maybe get the feeling that Hader is regaining his form, had the save the other night. Looked really sharp today. Hopefully a sign of things to come from Josh Hader. You have to be happy with what he did tonight. And then Adrian Morejone. I mean, if you want to look at an MVP of this game, yeah, Jake Cronenworth had the hit. Yeah, Manny had three hits, was on five times tonight, including the intentional walk in the 10th inning. But what Adrian Morejone did with a go-ahead runner on second base, the automatic runner in the 10th inning, to get Betts, Trey Turner, and Freddie Freeman, just, I'm almost at a loss for words. I mean, it just an outstanding job from a young pitcher, and I thought Bob Melvin made a great point there. You know, a lot of times with Morejone, you know what's coming. It's the fastball, it's the heat, and Morejone challenges hitters, and this was one of his finest outings, finest moments of his season, in my opinion, what he did in that top half of the 10th inning. And as we know, in these extra inning situations, if you can get through that top of the inning as the home team, you feel really good going into the bottom half. And the Padres got it done on Cronenworth's RBI single to win it for the Padres by a final of 5-4. Mike Clevinger battled through five innings, four earned runs given up, did a pretty good job settling in, limiting the damage. And you could say that Dustin May really did the same in this game as well. And the Dodgers bullpen did a good job, too. I mean, Caleb Ferguson, a scoreless inning. Chris Martin, an inning and a third scoreless. Phil Bickford, two-thirds of an inning scoreless. Craig Kimbrell, a scoreless ninth inning. And then, look, Heath Hembree gives up the sit, but we know you can't blame the relievers too much in these situations. Unearned run against Hembree, even though he'll take the loss, but obviously tough when you come in with the automatic runner on. But that's how we play now here in 2022, and the Padres get a big win, no doubt about it, 5-4. They get some help tonight with the Brewers losing. We'll have the updated NL wildcard standings for you a little bit later in the postgame show, and much, much more to come. Very good win, Padres 5, Dodgers 4. When we come back, we'll hear from Jake Cronenworth. Tonight's hero, the walk-off hit. I caught up with Jake right after the game. Plus, we'll have our smash of the game. That'll be our walk-off base hit tonight. You'll hear the call from Jesse Ackler in case you missed it earlier. We'll have the out-of-town scoreboard, wild card standings, your phone calls, tweets, and more. If you want to tweet me your thoughts about tonight's game, you can do that at 97.3TheFanSD on Twitter. Tweet at me at Sammy Lev, S-A-M-M-Y-L-E-V. If you are more of an Instagram person, you know I do take your DMs on Instagram. DM me at Sammy Lev, same handle, S-A-M-M-Y-L-E-V. If you have some good thoughts, I'll read them on the air, and we will take your phone calls coming up as well. A little bit later in the show, but you can get in line, 833-288-0973. The number to call, 833-288-0973. A happy post-game show as the Padres win it 5-4-10. We hear from one of tonight's heroes, Jake Cronenworth, when we come back on the Padres Radio Network.